Hello everyone, welcome back to A Plot of Confusion. I am your host, Derek, with my beautiful co-host,
Nikki!
Which, we are going to be talking about something that, in all honesty, I didn't think was such a big deal. I'm going to just be flat out honest about it. I was just like, I don't think there's a big deal, but then we started seeing a little bit more, and a little bit more, and a little bit more. And why am I talking about? I'm talking about an event that's going to be taking place on April 8th of this year.
2024.
Which would be the what?
It's the solar eclipse.
Oh my goodness, we're going to have a solar eclipse?
And
wow.
For a lot of people, it doesn't feel like that's rare because we just had one in 2017.
Yes.
But before that, wasn't it like 85 years since we've seen one?
The last time you have an event like this taking place, because here's something else on top of it. You got the Lacatus, the cicadas, excuse me, that there's like these two separate groups that's going to both be hatching. And the last time they ever came into existence was when?
The Civil War, 221 years ago, and that would be 1883. I looked it up.
1883 was the last time we had, you know,
these two broods. I looked up the right word.
Yeah, they came up.
Cicadas.
And you know, and I'm sitting there going, okay, that's odd. That's interesting. But, you know.
And these two broods are going to be coming out at the same time.
Exactly
the same time as the solar eclipse. Now, it says that I was doing some reading that cicadas spend 99% of their time underground.
Yes.
And then emerge from their shells as a new creature.
And that's why I'm bringing that up, because we're going to get into some things that's biblical here.
And the last time these two, like, I'm going to remind you, the last time these two broods came out together was 221 years ago.
And to put it all together to start with, we're going to talk about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, a lot of people are saying, hey, there's a lot of things that kind of alarming here. Well, the time that there was a solar eclipse that happened, that was biblical, and here's the thing that science has proven, that there was a solar eclipse that took place in 33.
And they didn't know.
And they had no idea what that correlated to.
They were just doing the math. You know what I'm saying? They were going through and they're like, oh, okay, well, here's the rotation of the sun and the moon. And here's the last time it, like, was on in front of each other. And then they would do it again, you know. And they were just going back as far as they could.
Yeah.
And one of those happened to be,
which happened, and I'm going to read it to you, which happened to be, if you want to, I like to read it out of my Bible. My beautiful wife has it already written down, but you have this event in the 27th chapter of the book of Matthew. You have this event that a lot of you today were celebrating was the Resurrection Sunday, which is now from the 6th hour there was darkness over all the land unto the 9th hour.
That's so, 3 hours.
3 hours. Now, when you're looking at Jesus being crucified and everything, and you see, you know, him asking for the cup to be taken from him, if it can be done so, let the Father's will be done and not his will be done. You have this the 3 hours of darkness. It goes all the way back. If you look at the crucifixion leading up to the time he was being crucified, and him being the last, and I'm getting preachy here, I'm on my soapbox here, but you see that he covers all of another major event that I believe has things that ties into the solar eclipse, is that Jesus was going through all of the plagues that happened in Egypt whenever the promised land was to have the promised people taken out of the land of Egypt. And 3 hours of darkness was another thing that happened, but it was 3 days of darkness whenever God told Moses, let my people go.
When God told Moses to go tell Pharaoh, let my people go.
Now, so all of a sudden, I'm starting to see these little things are popping up. Boom, 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 boom. So with that, the Bible tells us also, and I need to point this out. I appreciate my beautiful wife for putting these down for me, but Jeremiah 10:2 says, thus says the Lord, Yahuwah, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, and for the heathen are dismayed at them. We have our reassurance. So we're doing this as a reassurance to people that are believers.
And those that are new.
And those that are
new.
We want you not to be in fear. But we want you to be aware. Now, dealing with this, I would have been like, okay, that's all right. You can make those little connections all you want. That's kind of like, in a way, you could say you're stretching it there, Derek. You're stretching it there. I get that. It's easy to say that. But the next thing that happens, you just can't say it's a stretch. And that's dealing exactly where this solar event's going to be taking place. Where's it going to be?
It's starting in the Texas area, and it's going
what to nation?
Be United States.
There you go.
Okay, I didn't know how specific you wanted me to be.
So it's happening in the United States. It's not a worldwide event.
No, yeah.
Okay, so where did the last one happen?
It went from Washington State through toward South Carolina.
Okay, all right, so...
That was the path.
That was the path, and that happened, what, 2017?
Yes, August.
Okay.
Early August, actually.
All right, early August. You and I saw that.
We were not in the path of the absolute total eclipse.
But my uncle drove.
I had friends that booked hotel rooms to go down there and see it. And at that time, my job was telling them, you can't go. And they're like, we can book the hotel rooms.
Yes.
We're going to go.
So, and then with schools, it's interesting. So schools didn't get canceled for any reason.
No, there was no schools in session because it would have been work days.
It would have been work days. Yes. It wouldn't have been like school time.
Right.
Well, what stood out to you that you
last time or this time?
Well, last time we had it where it happened, and
nobody said anything about it, but they were really stressing the fact that you need to get these glasses to wear to look at the solar eclipse. So that, okay, in the past there was some solar eclipses, I think, when I was in school. That would have been 20, 30 years ago. And as far as I know, we didn't have to have any special glasses.
No, I don't. We didn't have like things to put locks on the doors for keeping you away from chemicals. We were talking about this the other day. Is that why did they take all lead paint out of? Why did they take lead out of paint? Well, they still, because kids were eating the chips.
Paint chips.
And my grandparents used to say, "Hey, if I see you licking the wall, we're gonna have some issues." You know, we don't lick the wall. You never saw a kid licking the wall.
So why take the? Paint
why take the paint? Why take the lead out of the paint? That's what my grandpa.
So it's kind of like, okay, nobody's ever had special glasses ever. So how come now in the 20th and 21st century, it's like, okay, you have to have special glasses to look at the eclipse.
And I'm not hearing a lot about having glasses this time around as much as I have.
Sold though.
Oh yes, they're still being sold.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen that much of an urgency because of the fact that you're having these other events. There's now come out and said that there is a thing that you could have where you would not see people the way they are.
Oh yeah, some kind of demonic syndrome there's nothing necessarily wrong with your, like, you don't have
nothing's
like
wrong with the person.
Yeah,
you're perceiving them to have a very demonic sort of face,
pointed ears,
wide mouth,
really squinted eyes, like stretch, like plastic surgery stretch.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, real stretch. Elongated smiles.
Long teeth.
Yeah. And
noses.
Yeah, and I'm going,
that's weird.
I'm like, why is all this... Now, They're warning people. You may be affected by the eclipse. And this could happen after the eclipse.
Why?
But why? Exactly. Why? I was like, are you... Okay, what's going on? Then, out of all things that got me, was schools being canceled.
This has never been a thing. Like, because we talked about in 2017, unless you were in year-round school, schools were not in. They were out for the summer.
Yeah. So I'm going, okay, and they're not canceling schools because of, they're just saying it's better if the kids are home in these areas, but what else do they bring up to us?
Well, we were watching another video, and this is when we finally were like, what's going on? Why? Why are they doing all these things?
Yeah.
And so this one person reported that in Broken Bow, that area is going to have a 22 member of an elite chemical and biological group come in addition to having highway patrol troopers.
Now, this is where?
Broken Bow.
Okay.
I think that's Texas, maybe.
And I'm like, okay, why are we having the chemical response team being there? Why is the highway patrol being called up in those areas? And then, lo and behold, because we have family members that's in the military and in the reserves, and they're being called up. They're being called up right now. And I'm like, wait a second.
What's going on?
Why are we now calling up the National Guard? These areas.
We're going to plunder that for just a second. I mean, are they thinking that when the sun gets covered up, people are going to freak out because it's dark? Is it going to cause magnetic things to shift? I mean, at that point, I'm my brain's trying to figure out what they think's going to happen.
Well, me personally...
But it happened in 2017.
Exactly. Well, what gets me is that I do know that it has been and is proven that that lunar and solar events can pull on the Ring of Fire and also can cause earthquakes. And in the times past, it's been correlated that major earthquakes can happen, and where last time it went over the United States and this time where it's going over the United States is an X mark hits the spot of hitting.
There's actually a particular city that it's crossing. It crossed in 2017 and crossing again. And I forgot the city's name.
And we didn't write it down in our notes.
But it's right next to Giant National Park, and it's in Illinois.
Yeah. Now, here's the other thing, and this is where I'm going to come in on the biblical side of it again.
I was going to say that disaster thing doesn't necessarily occur as soon as it happens, but it can. But it can cause things to start where there is some kind of natural disaster in the next coming months or the next coming years.
Yes, or yes, exactly.
It starts the chain reaction, essentially, is what has been said.
Now, another event that took place is the fact where it's going to be going over, and there's three spots that on its path.
By the way, that's where those two broods of cicadas are supposed to come out also, in the same area where this giant national park is, and where, and in Illinois.
Sorry about that. That was our cat Chomper going after a bug. I apologize. Can you say that again?
Oh, I was going to say, the two broods of cicadas that we talked about previously are also supposed to be appearing in the same spot.
Did we talk about that yet?
Yeah.
I know we had to restart it, and I don't know.
We talked about it. No. We can talk about it again.
About the Civil War. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure people understand the last time that they were born or came out of there during the Civil War era. And with that, not only did they come out during the Civil War era, but it is another major event that's going to be happening with the Kinkadas. Then on top of that, I got to tell you, we had to change our setup and stuff. And now we have where the cats come in and hang out with us. That will be changing hopefully soon. We'll be having our studio back up and going. But from there, you have those happening. Now, what I'm going to do is that in this area where these insects are going to be coming back to life, you have... I need my co-host, and she's trying to complicate it down.
Cicadas?
Yes.
The two broods of cicadas are supposed to be appearing, and yes. I say appear because
it's been
they're
200...
coming from underneath the ground. It's been 221 years since both of those broods have come out at the same time. That was 1883 during the Civil War.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to happen around Illinois in the Giant National Park area.
Yes.
And that's also where the 2017 eclipse crossed.
Yes.
From Washington to South Carolina.
Now the other thing.
And it's also supposed to be where this one from Texas is crossing.
And now what I'm trying to get to next is there's three places that this goes over, and the name of these three places is Nineveh. Now, when you look at Nineveh in the scriptures, and it is mentioned in the scriptures, it is where Jonah is told by God to go to Nineveh and tell them to repent. And it is also the only other time that you see that God physically creates a creature, and as a sea creature, to swallow Jonah and then spew him out where he needs to be to do what he's told. And I find it interesting that we live in an era where Christians are not following the word of God, and instead of making excuses and saying things don't have to, times have changed. It says clearly that God hasn't changed. He's the same as he is then, now, and will be in the future. He doesn't change. So God tells us how we're supposed to live and act. And it is up to his people to fall in line and go to the nations that are not in his will and tell them in a loving manner, hey, you need to repent because these things can happen. And Jonah didn't want to do that. He wanted them to be completely wiped out. He didn't think they deserved to live. He didn't think they deserved to be allowed because they were so much in filth and so much of the world that he worshipped Dagon. And, you know, he didn't want to do it. So he runs from God thinking he can run from his duties and what he's supposed to be doing. And then he goes and gets spewed out by a great big fish that God created for that moment in time. And when he does, they see that. They worship Dagon, who is a god of the sea.
It looks like a fish, apparently.
Yes. That the Pope kind of looks like when he puts on his whole garments. But
the mitre hat is shaped like the same. The mitre hat's the same as...
But I'm not saying that, you know, there's a lot of good Catholic people out there. And I'm just... But I'm putting it out there that they worshipped, and that's what it looked like. And he spewed out, and then they repented. Full-fledged, from the king all the way down to the peasants. They all repented.
Like, he didn't have to ask twice.
No. It was, you know, instantly. But God had to tell Jonah several times to go. And you look at how many times he's told to go, and you look how many times this solar event's going to take place kind of matches up.
The number of times that God told Jonah to go to Nineveh is how many cities are going to be on the path that this eclipse is crossing.
Yes.
Seven cities of Nineveh is on the path of the April 8th solar eclipse.
And then you go, is it seven or three? I can't remember now. But I think you might be right.
Seven. It's quite a few of them.
So then from there, you go to the fact that science just came out within the past 2 years where they were trying to see about these solar events and what significant eras did they happen. And one of them they found out happened around 30 to 33 AD. And they were like, or BC.
It would have to be
after Christ.
AD.
Yeah. And so they don't know what's the big deal about that, but then when you're like, wait a second, that verifies what's mentioned in the gospel out of the book of Matthew, where it says, and now the sixth hour there was darkness all over the land unto the ninth hour. So 3 hours of darkness. And now you have these people talking about, are we going to have 3 days of darkness?
And that's Matthew 27:45 if you're looking for it in the Bible.
Yes, and also in the book of Mark 15:33. Mm-hmm. And then you go into Luke 23:44-46. So you can see that it's covered in those three gospels. And that scientists zeroed in on this time of April 3rd and at the time of the year 33 AD, when the solar eclipse happened. This is essential to when Jesus Christ died and was raised from the grave. And you're going, oh wow, April 8th, you're getting close to Passover. Not only that, getting close to Passover, but you got the red heifer that's getting ready to be sacrificed for the
temple that they're going to get ready to create.
The third temple coming up.
The kids just turned the correct. I think they
yes,
just turned the
they
correct
just did.
To be sacrificed.
Yes, and they had to be without blemish. And they only needed one. And apparently they have three.
Oh, they have three?
Yes. And so it's like, okay, and then you find out that's the whole reason why Hamas attacked Israel. It's because they knew this was coming up. And now that brings in a thing where I'm like, wait a second. Is something going to kick off with this solar eclipse? And that's why they're telling people to be stocked up on food and water for how long?
2 weeks.
2 weeks worth. I'm telling you, the more you start looking into this thing about the solar eclipse, at the more that you're going, you're just kind of like caught off guard. But here's something else before we end our podcast. Here's something else that came out from, Forbes?
Forbes.
NASA will be firing 3 rockets at the solar eclipse. Why are they firing rockets? And a shadow.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, isn't that what a solar eclipse is?
A shadow? A lot of people get on and tell you what's going on, and then, like, this is why. And I'm like, I don't know why. I don't know why they're doing that. One of the commenters we read, and this is interesting, said, why? Because they're just firing rockets at a shadow.
Yes,
at a shadow. So, are you going to be able to hit it? Because it's supposed to be, what, how many miles, 100,000 miles away or something? You're not going to be able to hit it with a rocket.
You just have to look at this. And I'm going to end with our scripture here. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. I'm wondering if this to us in America, that we're having literally the X marks the spot, and when you look at it and you go with the Hebrew language, it has the Av to the Tiv, Alpha Omega. You're having it where it's literally spelling out words from the Hebrew on our nation, letting us know who is the King of Kings. And I'm just saying that in Acts chapter 2:17-20, it says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, God, Yahuwah, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaids, I will pour out in those days of my spirit. They shall prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above, signs in the earth beneath, blood, fire, vapor, or smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, the moon into blood, before that great and terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And one last thing NASA came out with, that the moon is apparently oxidizing, which means the surface of the moon is turning red. And they have no idea knowing why it's turning red.
Is it doing it slowly?
Yes. And that it's picked up speed and turning red leading up to this solar event. Look it up. It was mind-boggling, the articles in the Science Journal that talked about that the moon is literally, it's, some people say, is it rusting? And they're going, it's oxidizing, so...
Well, yeah, that's so, what oxidizing does, is it rusts. But that would have to be metal. I thought it was made of cheese.
And I'm like, Lord have mercy.
Sorry.
I'm wondering, made of cheese. I'm wondering if this is just another fulfillment.
Yeah.
Letting us know, hey, these are the signs. I'm putting them out there. You, the individual, need to get your whatever you need to do.
Get your stuff together.
To get it together. Because there's some crazy stuff happening right now. And if I didn't think it was something major, then why are the elites going and building all these big bunkers?
To go live in.
To live in.
Swimming pools and lakes.
Yes.
And farms and crazy stuff.
They're all underground. Every bit of them. They're all underground. And the man that owns Meta, that owns Facebook, just got finished with his big underground base, I guess you could say. I'm telling you, there's some strange stuff happening, but look, God tells us, don't be like the heathen. Don't be in fear of it. You know that if Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, and you prayed, and he's in your heart, and you are doing the best you can, and you're living for him, mm-hmm. and you know you can't do nothing on your own merit.
No.
To get into heaven, you can only live off the grace he's given. In the story, it's been bookmarked. He knows the end from the beginning. We're just living in it right now. So God bless. You got anything you want to add before we end?
I love you.
We do love you.
Jesus loves you.
And we pray very much so that if you don't know Jesus, please leave us a comment down below. This will be on YouTube. This will be on Rumble. If you don't have a Bible, leave a comment down below in those places there. Please answer my surveys. I do that there. You can leave comments there here on Spotify. As always, please pay attention to your surroundings because you never know what lies around the corner. God bless.